Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. The investigation by the House Select Committee into the insurrection on January 6th has begun, despite Republicans' attempts to stop it and to sabotage it. Now, right after the violence happened, the people on both sides of the aisle were calling for an independent bipartisan commission. But then Trump leaned on the Republicans and they folded like a cheap tent. And so they blocked an independent commission. So now they have the select committee, which they can label as partisan, even though they prevented an independent investigation from happening. But we already know what happened. We know that this insurrection was planned and instigated by Donald Trump and other members of the Republican Party. We know that it wasn't a spontaneous event, that members of the Oath Keepers and other racist groups plotted for months before they went to Washington, D.C., with the intention of stopping the certification of the election, and also with the intention of killing members of Congress and Vice President Mike Pence. But Republicans have been trying to create a false equivalence to the Black Lives Matter protests. Here are the facts. Yes, there was some rioting that occurred at these protests, but most of them, the overwhelming number, were peaceful. And the people who did engage in violence were not part of the movement itself. Some of them were opportunists who came from outside those communities in order to wreak havoc and steal things. And sometimes they were members of racist groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers who were trying to sabotage and discredit the Black Lives Matter movements. At no point did Black Lives Matter advocate for violence or encourage it. The insurrectionists, on the other hand, went to Washington, D.C. with murder in mind. The Black Lives Matter protests never presented a threat to any government, federal, state, or local. But the whole purpose of the January 6th insurrection was to overthrow the legitimately elected government of the United States and end democracy in America. And this insurrection is not over. Even those Republicans that had nothing to do with the January 6th violence are trying to end democracy in this country through voter suppression laws. And this should be treated like the criminal endeavor that it is. We should be rounding up Republican governors and state legislators, charging them with treason, and throwing them in prison. Thanks for listening.